This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio, coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I'm your SOB, son of a butcher. Shoot from the hip, speak from the heart. Let it fly and take no prisoners. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. And I got a great guest at the top of the hour, my old friend Bill O'Reilly, former number one cable news host in America. I believe that was 16 years in a row. Unbelievable. I doubt anyone ever beats that record. Best-selling author, host of No Spin News on TheFirstTV.com. TheFirstTV.com. Bill, how are you, man?
Good, Wayne. Thanks for having me in.
It's great to have you back. You and I used to do this twice a week on Newsmax TV, and the old crew is reunited, so I like it. Let's talk about Black Lives Matter a little bit, because I have no problem with the idea that Black Lives Matter. I have a problem, though, you know, when a Sacramento Kings play-by-play man answers back to Black Lives Matter to a black basketball player, and he says, of course Black Lives Matter, all lives matter, every life is sacred. I believe that was his exact answer. He gets fired. What is that about? What has happened to America? You can't say, yes, black lives do matter. I think all lives matter. White lives matter. Jewish lives matter. Muslim lives matter. What would be wrong with saying in response to that, yes, they all matter? You get fired.
Well, he's got a very good lawsuit against Sacramento Kings.
I agree with you.
I don't know whether he'll do that or not, but, you know, we're living in a time where the far left, and that's where the Black Lives Matter organization lies, in the far left precinct, they have successfully inhibited freedom of speech in this country. And if you criticize them or if you say a phrase they don't like, they'll go to your employer, threaten that employer, and demand that you'll be fired and silence. And that's exactly what's happening in America.
Yeah.
And there are very few people standing up against it.
You know, it happened to me. Media Matters came after me, but ironically, it wasn't for something I said. It was because I had an advertiser on Newsmax TV for Colonial Silver, and they claimed the advertiser said that it cured coronavirus, and Wayne Root endorsed them. Then they called up my newspaper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and they got the publisher, who's a big liberal who didn't like me anyway, who was always looking for an excuse to get rid of me after 400 columns, and they called him, and they said, what is your comment that Wayne Root is involved with a scam organization? Bill, I have 36 advertisers I had on radio and TV, and now I've got, I think, 42 on just radio, local and national. You mean I'm responsible for what each one of the 42 say? So the newspaper, which had nothing to do with the advertiser, caved instantly and said, Wayne Root's fired. I lost my column. I've never heard of anything like that in my entire life.
Well, it's happening all over, Wayne.
Yeah, I know. I see it. I see it. Look at Drew Brees.
Yeah, Media Matters went after me. They're going after Tucker Carlson. They went after you. So, you know, Americans should understand how bad this is, and that corporate America is so frightened to be branded racist that they will go right along with it and punish people who are completely innocent. And that's where we are in this country today. There's only one recourse, that's to sue. And a lot of this, that takes years and hundreds of thousands of dollars unless you find a lawyer who will work pro bono. And it's a very troubling situation to me. Extremely troubling. And one more thing I'll tell you. I worked for corporate America for 45 years. ABC News, CBS News, Fox News, on and on. 3 years ago, I left Fox and I started my own news organization, BillO'Reilly.com. It was the best thing I ever did. I'm the boss. I don't have to answer to anyone, so it's very hard for these people to damage me. Now, they do it anyway. They smear and all that. But I'll tell you, if you work for a corporation now, you are at risk if you don't toe the far left line.
Right. As I find out, by the way, Newsmax TV, I don't really like talking about it publicly. I won't say much more. I'll just say Newsmax did not like the fact that I was very opinionated and I had very strong pro-Trump opinions. And they seem to be going for a lineup now that's all very moderate and doesn't really say anything. I call it wishy-washy. By the way, my lawyer is a big liberal. He's a Jewish liberal from L.A. And he says, Wayne, I used to love your show. I don't agree with one word you say, but you say it so entertainingly it makes you fight back and argue with the screen. I'm a liberal. I love Rachel Maddow. I still loved your show. He said, all the new shows on Newsmax are so boring. I'm a liberal. I'd never watch them in a million years. They say nothing. Evidently, that's what corporations want now. Don't rock the boat.
A lot of fear. There's a lot of fear. So all Americans should know what's at stake here. And if it continues to be this way, we're going to have no police, no effective policing. We're going to have anarchy, no laws enforced, and when you break the law, you don't get punished for it, and we're not going to have freedom of speech. That's what the far left wants. That's what they're gunning for.
You're one of the smartest, most successful guys I've ever seen in the media, and so I got to ask you a question. Do you think this is now kind of possibly heading for the end days of our great country? I mean, almost every great republic ends around 250 years, right? 200 to 250 years. And that's right where we're at. It sure does feel to me like this is kind of the beginning of the end game. I don't know about tomorrow, but like, I'm not sure if 20 years from now my kids will have anything like what America's been in my lifetime.
It's too early to say because the traditional American outnumbers the liberal American. That's still true.
Silent majority.
And they're not so silent anymore. But traditional Americans outnumber the left. However, the media, the press, is firmly in the left's corner. So they enable and they publicize all of these radical bomb throwers and glorify them. I mean, Farrakhan's being glorified now by Hollywood stars. That's what's happening now. That's how crazy it is. But I'm not so sure that Americans across the country are going to go down. My column this week is posted on BillO'Reilly.com for everybody to read. It's called Silence of the Lamb. And I'm basically saying if you are silent, you're going to go down like the lamb. I'm not sure Americans are going to do that. And we'll see in November. November will be one of the most important elections in our lifetime.
I got to tell you, my gut says it's going to be just like 16. Everybody in the world thought I was nuts when I kept saying in the media, I was on Fox News day and night, Bill, and I kept saying Trump's going to win, Trump's going to win. Whoever was on the set with me would say, oh, you know, when the interview was over, they'd say, poor Wayne, you're really delusional. Trump can't win. He's going to take down the House, the Senate. You're about to hit a landslide, you poor delusional young man. That's what I heard from a lot of really smart people. And I think they all believe the same polls, and they think Trump's losing by double digits again, and not that really what matters in a poll right now doesn't really matter. It matters in November, not now. But I do believe, Bill, and I want to get your take, that the silent majority is looking at the same riots, and they're not saying, oh, my God, we hate Trump. They're saying, oh, my God, he's the last thing before we lose America, before we lose the police. I think a lot of black middle-class people are going to vote for Trump far more than people think. That's just my gut.
Well, first of all, I'm shocked that anybody called you a young man, Wayne.
They were pretty old. They were pretty old.
secondly, I think President Trump has to write his own vessel now. He's got to knock off the immature tweets. He's got to get rid of that. Because now we're in a crucial zone, you know? And he has got to stand up. And my message of the day tomorrow morning, I'll give you guys a preview, your listeners, is Donald Trump has to stand for fairness. Fairness. And I list all of the things that are unfair. fair right now. So, for example, it's unfair to demand that Americans pay tax money, their hard-earned money, for reparations for slavery. That's not fair.
Agreed.
Contemporary Americans have nothing to do with slavery. All right? So you're taking their money unfairly. It's also unfair for African Americans to be confronted by police for any other reason than criminal behavior. It's unfair for them to be pulled over, to be questioned, to be frisked because they're black. Brutally unfair. Got to stop. So I list about 10 things in this country that are unfair and that Donald Trump has got to say, as president, I'm going to deal with each and every one of these. And the unfairness strikes across the board. For example, it's unfair for a poor black family on the south side of Chicago to be in fear of their lives from drug gangs. And this has been going on for 10 years. That's unfair. No American should have to fear for their life walking out their front door. And they're not fearing the cops. They're fearing the drug gangs, the black drug gangs. They're not fearing the cops.
And, Bill, that's why I said I think a lot of middle-class black Americans who believe in, you know, safety for their children or own a store or own a house, I think a lot of them, a lot more than people think, will be voting for Trump in November because they understand without the police, without the thin blue line, their neighborhood is a war zone. It already is a war zone. Can you imagine if you took out the police? But the music's on. We got to run. It always goes too fast. Bill O'Reilly, I really appreciate you hanging out with Wayne Reed for a little while. Former number one cable news host, 16 years in a row, best-selling author, some of the biggest selling books of all time, host of No Spin News on TheFirstTV.com. TheFirstTV.com. Bill O'Reilly, thanks for checking in.
All right, Wayne, stay strong.
You got it. God bless. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Well, at least we know we got a lock on one Senate seat for sure. We're going to keep Ben Sasse's seat in Nebraska, that's for sure. He was never going to lose anyway. Ben Sasse, a Republican in Nebraska, was not losing his Senate seat to a nobody. The owner of a cupcake bakery in Omaha, Chris Janicek, that's the Democrat candidate for U.S. Senate. But the Democrat Party of Nebraska is calling for their own candidate to step down after text surfaced of a sexually vulgar comment he made to staffers. Chris Janicek, the owner of a cupcake bakery in Omaha, was trying to unseat Republican Senator Ben Sasse. I assume that was a very, very long shot. I'm not even a fan of Sasse. I think he's a rhino Republican. But in Nebraska, a Republican isn't losing to a cupcake bakery owner. And now this guy's lost all the party resources from the Democrat Party. The statement says the Democrat Party has no tolerance for sexual harassment. Our party will not extend resources or any type of support to the candidate that violates our code of conduct and doesn't treat men and women with dignity and respect they deserve. And here was the text message he sent. He was joking about a fight he just had with one of his staffers. And he joked that perhaps the Democrat Party should spend some money to go get her. And then he used a word for, you know, to have sex. Let's just say lay. And he then reportedly went into graphic detail about a group sex scene he imagined with the staffer. And he said it'll probably take 3 guys. And then he issued a texted an apology and blamed it on his lack of sleep. And said, I'm getting no sleep and a bunch of exuberant excitement. And I think I was out of line. The staffer left the campaign over those comments. She said, you are my boss and a candidate running for Senate, an office held by just 100 Americans representing 330 million people. There is zero tolerance for what you said. Janicek said he will not leave the campaign despite being abandoned by his own party. So now he has no money, no resources, and no volunteers. He'll get about 20% of the vote. And he can't even be replaced on the November general election ballot. He can only be replaced on the ballot if he files a request with the Secretary of State's office to have his name removed. So it's a really strange situation in Nebraska, but that sounds like that's the end of this candidate, and Ben Sasse must be sitting home smiling right now. Boy, if you're a candidate or you are a politician, you don't put sexual jokes in texts anymore. It just doesn't work. And that one wasn't even funny. It wasn't really a joke. It was kind of an outrageous statement, which is something that, you know, I can do as a radio talk show host, but you can't do as a candidate for United States Senate. I mean, those days are gone, man. Those days are 100% gone. I don't know what he was thinking. I really don't know. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show, I always like to mention the sponsors because they're the ones that make the shows possible, is Finest Known, a precious metals company. And I told him, you know, if you're on my show, you got to go big or go home. So now they're offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. And the American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. And for a limited time, you can acquire pure 1 ounce Silver Eagles at dealer cost. And that means you're getting them at wholesale. I mean, there's no other way in life to really have a good chance of getting out of this stuff alive. Whether you're talking about stocks or real estate or gold or bonds, whatever it is, if someone gives them to you wholesale, you're getting in at the right price. You actually have some chance to get out at the right price and do well. You have a chance, you know? The odds are actually maybe in your favor for once. But if you buy it at retail, you may never get out. So here's a chance to buy 100 American Silver Eagles at wholesale price. Call now at 800-663-1929 just because you are a listener to this show and a fan of Wayne Root. You're getting this great opportunity. Call Finest Known, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. So, you know, it's just amazing. My sister, my own sister, it was her birthday yesterday. I called her to wish her happy birthday. She lives in Florida. And while I was on the phone with her, she's like, I mean, she knows I do radio, right? I think she didn't know until yesterday I did it 5 hours a day. But she knows I have a national radio show 3 hours a day. And she is every woman USA. Okay? She has a job. She does not spend all day talking politics, but she is a conservative. And she greets me when I wish her a happy birthday, and she says, did you know about Seattle? Did you know that, like, Antifa's taken over downtown Seattle? And there's a warlord in control? And I'm like, do you know that I have a three-hour show and I talk about this all day long? Are you really asking me if I knew about this? She goes, well, I didn't know about it. How long has this gone on? Someone told me about it today. I watch the news every night. I never heard anything about it. Someone just told me about it today and I thought they were joking. And to me, that represents what's happening in America today. It's a giant scam. She watches the news, but she's not like it every second of every day, listen to Rush or Savage or Hannity or even her brother, Wayne Allyn Root. She doesn't listen to conservative talk all day. She's a normal person with a normal life. And she didn't know that Seattle had been taken over. When she heard it happen, she thought it was a joke. It can't be possible they've taken over downtown. And the federal government isn't sending the army in to clean them out and arrest them all. That's the media in America today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signed an executive order on Tuesday aimed at reducing fatal encounters between police and minorities after the nationwide outcry and violent protests over police brutality in the deaths of George Floyd and others. President Trump still planning to hold a rally in Oklahoma this weekend, This as there's concerns that there could be a second wave of coronavirus hitting the United States. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is confident about the coronavirus situation in the United States.
Our position is that we're monitoring it. We can't predict the future, but we think we're at a place where we have this under control and we'll keep it under control.
McEnany speaking there on Fox News, and the NFL's top stars will play in the newest stadium in the league. The NFL announcing on Tuesday that Las Vegas will host the 2021 Pro Bowl on January 31st. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
I hear the esteemed governor of Nevada, the king of Trump derangement syndrome, has a statement to make at 6 o'clock, which is West Coast time, our time in Vegas, about 25 minutes from now. So that'll be right after I'm off the air. But I guarantee you, I know what his statement is, because he's got a warning for Nevadans because of the increase in COVID-19 numbers. You know, this is such nonsense. Do you hear me, Governor Sisolak? Bullspit. Total nonsense. If you looked at the newspaper today, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the one and only infamous Las Vegas Review-Journal, you'd see in paragraph number 9,999, at the very bottom, nobody ever reads that paragraph. No one ever has, you know, we live in a nation with the time span of like, same as a squirrel. Nobody's got any ability to listen beyond 5 seconds anymore. It's not even 30 seconds. You've got 5 seconds to make your point or people are on to the next issue. And so, in the last paragraph, it announces more people got tested than ever before. It was the largest testing day ever. That's why the numbers went up. If you test 100 people, 3 will have COVID. If you test 300 people, 9 will have COVID. If you test 5,000 people, a couple of hundred will have COVID. Do you understand the numbers aren't going up, number one? The testing is going up. Does anyone get that? That's number one. Number two, it's the flu. So last year, did we say every single day, and the year before, and the year before that, how many people get the flu each day? Was there a daily report on checking in on how many people get the flu? And if too many get it, shut down restaurants? If you were to ever shut down restaurants and casinos again, it's over. You've killed our town, you moron. Number three. Almost nobody dies. Almost nobody is hospitalized. I feel bad for those that are. But you can't stop society for those that are. I would feel bad tomorrow if there was a earthquake in L.A., the big one. I'd feel terrible if 10,000 people died. But I wouldn't change anything in my life. I'd go out and do business, and I'd go out to dinner that night. It would be terrible. It would be awful. We'd all be watching the news, and we'd be talking about it. But my life wouldn't change. Every time one person dies of coronavirus, you can't stop the economy. We just proved it. You stop the economy for a lousy 2.5 months in America and in Nevada, and you almost took us all down and almost destroyed America. And they're going to try and do it again. He's itching. The Democrat liberal socialist Sisolak with Trump derangement syndrome is itching to shut it down. You just reopened the strip. If you were to close it, goodbye to America. Sheldon and all the people who run Wynn and all the people who run every hotel, Tropicana and the people who run, you name it. I don't care which one. Name the hotel. Whatever it is. Mandalay Bay, MGM, whatever it is, you better get on the phone with Sisolak and told him, shut up. We pay your taxes. You're never shutting this town down again. Because 90% of the people who die are over the age of 65, and 50% of them are in nursing homes. You don't need to stop society. How about all the people under 65 who have almost 0% chance of dying, almost 0% chance of being in a hospital? Why do they have to stop working and lock down in their house and ruin their lives? They don't. And then last but not least, let me make final point, which I think is point four at this point, or maybe D. I don't even know if I said 1, 2, 3 or ABC. I'm so intense on this one and so angry on this one. Let's say it's point number four. There was a great column in the Wall Street Journal today. I ripped it out, but I don't have it with me right now. I should read it tomorrow. And they're pointing out that a study has finally been done, and it isn't guessing anymore on China's numbers, because China doesn't give you real numbers. We have no idea how many people died, how many actually got sick in China. And it isn't guessing anymore about Italy, or it's talking about numbers that we know in America of deaths and hospitalizations. And they say it's absolutely a fact now. Lockdown did not work and stopping the economy did not work. There was no reason to ever do it. So why would you do it again? Except these people are so dumb and they're so ignorant, or they have Trump derangement syndrome and they're so desperate to shut the economy down There's not a reason in the world to shut the economy down because it didn't change anything. This article says the original idea was there's going to be millions dead, and now there's only 100,000 dead. It must be because we shut the economy down. Nope. The study is in. It had nothing to do with it. There was never going to be billions dead. That was the Imperial College study, and it was wrong. There were never going to be millions dead. It was fraud, fake news, lying polls, all BS. And the lockdown didn't save anything. Matter of fact, in Sweden, they didn't lock down, and they have kind of the same death rate as we do. In South Dakota, they didn't lock down, and they have the same or less death than most states. They certainly have a lot less than New York, which locked down, a lot less than California, which locked down, a lot less than New Jersey, which locked down. The lockdown doesn't work, except you bankrupt the economy and bankrupt good people. And who takes it in the shorts the worst? Black people, minorities, people of color. 41% of black-owned businesses are never going to reopen after 2.5 months. If you close a second time, it'll be 91%. Do you understand that, Democrats? You're ruining your own voters. It's that bad. You can never shut down again. And we're not going to let you shut down again. I'm not shutting down again. You can screw yourself, Governor. Nobody's shutting down ever again. Anything's going to happen. You want rampaging in the streets? You want civil war? Try and shut down America again, because a few people are dying who are very old and very sick. When we learn the lesson that the shutdown doesn't work, government shutdown doesn't work, people lockdown doesn't work, business shutdown doesn't work, none of it works, and all you ever had to do was protect the people who are very sick and very old. That's it. And that's what this study said, this article in the column, this column in the Wall Street Journal said, all you ever had to do was put all your resources in the people that are the very oldest, the very sickest, and in a nursing home. That's it. That's what Wade Root said from the first day. And he's warning us again, the man with Trump derangement syndrome, Steve Sisolak. Let's grab a call in line two. Callers, by the way, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We had a bunch of callers, but I started talking and they hung up. They said, this guy, Wade Root's going to keep talking. No, I'm taking your call. Sandy in Rhode Island. Sandy, you're on with Wade Root. How are you?
Hey, hi, Wayne. Great. How are you doing? I'll wait as long as I can. I was on the car driving home and I heard you and Bill O'Reilly talking and I said, I've got to get on the phone and call Wayne and reassure you that President Trump is going to win again in, this fall. And you know why? Because did you ever hear the story about, the Hermit of Loretto? His name is Tom Zimmer and he was an American who, I forget what year it was. He left America, gave away everything he had, because he wanted to be a caretaker of Mary's, Jesus' mother's house that she grew up in Jerusalem. And while he was there, he got a premonition back in 1980 to put a prayer request on a brick and put it at the Vatican when the Jubilee doors were open. The Pope always opens it up at certain times of the century. Well, anyway, the name that came to him was Donald Trump. Well, he didn't know who the guy was, but the message that he had was put his name on the brick because this man will become president of the United States and he will lead America back to its original roots of the founding fathers. So he did that. He went to Rome and he put his name on the brick. And they put all these bricks on the other side of the door. And when the door was sealed, it was sealed for like 25 years. And so all the prayers that were going on in the Vatican at all the masses and everything were also for those requests, prayer requests. So this little guy, Father Capoverde, here in Wesley, Rhode Island, went and met this guy, I think within the last year, and talked to him, and this little guy told him the story, of mm-hmm. 1980 when this happened. So I want you and Bill to, not worry about it because President Trump is in God's hands. I mean, when you see what this guy, the crap that he's taken, and it doesn't seem to upset them. It only makes
them No, I agree. Look, you
it's
know.
It's like you.
Sandy, you know that I'm the biggest supporter in the world of Trump, but that doesn't mean I don't criticize him. He sure isn't at his sharpest since COVID happened and since the riots happened. I haven't seen him do the things that I would have expected him to do to show he's in control. Liberal governors can't ruin the country. COVID can't ruin the country. Rioting can't run the country. Rioters can't take over downtown Seattle. He should be more in charge right now. I'm a little bit shaken by the way he's handled this stuff. He has not done a great job of late. He did a great job before that. Before the moment COVID hit, I thought he was one of the great presidents in America's history, if not the greatest, and I thought he'd go on and get reelected by a landslide and prove he was the greatest. I just wish he would have not listened to the doctors, not shut down the economy, and certainly reacted stronger and more harshly over the burning of American cities and the looting and all the terrible things that were the rioting, all the terrible things that went on. I just think he needed to be a little stronger. So I'm a little nervous about Trump. I do believe he'll go on and win by the electoral landslide because most people want law and order and the silent majorities with him and all that. But there are some things he could have done better of late, Sandy. All right. We're on the run. One more segment to go. We'll take your calls. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Taking your calls when we come right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Remember when I mentioned that Google has demonetized Zero Hedge, one of my favorite websites in the world? This is why. Zero Hedge has two articles that destroy liberals today. Destroy them. That just came out in the last 10 minutes. It's progressive tax states lose people income to flat and zero tax income states. And they point out 17 no income and low income flat tax states won a net 1.9 million residents and $120 billion in adjusted gross income from progressive high tax states during the 2000 to 2018 period. And you know, now it's going higher and higher and higher between the rioting and the COVID in those states, and everybody lives in tiny little apartments and rides subways. Nobody wants to live there anymore. And you know the riots have scared them, and you know that Trump's tax plan has scared them. So the numbers are dramatically higher. So there's $120 billion that changed hands from blue states to red states. They don't like it when you say those things like that. And the second article they've got up here, let me do it real quick. Second article is, Harvard professor says defunding the police is not a solution and could cost thousands of black lives. Of course! The sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, has a great positive uplifting message, Dr. Nancy Wolf. She's got a great book out called Conscious Matrix. And once you read this book, you'll understand we're predestined to win. We're pre-wired to win. You're scared about all this, but we're going to win. Trump's going to win. America's going to win. God's going to win. Conservative Americans going to win. It's the book you need to read now. She's a psychology professor emeritus at UCLA for 30 years where she studied the human mind. She says the last page of the book's already been written. We win. Conservative America wins. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, Conscious Matrix, LibertyHillPublishing.com, or Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Callers, we got Scott on line one from California. Scott, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Scott, are you there? All right, no Scott. We'll take Steve in Vegas on line two. Steve, you're out with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey. Hey, Wayne. How you doing?
Good, good. What's on your mind tonight?
A couple of things. A, I'm a vet, and I'm a first-generation immigrant to this country. There's no reason for any of this to be happening.
Love you for both.
Like Trump, like you were saying that you were a little concerned about his actions. Maybe
yes.
Just kicking and relaxing a little to let them hang themselves, the Democrats. Then he's just going to swoop in and do what he does and make it right.
We'll see. I hope so. Listen, I always say never bet against Trump. I've always said that. Never bet against Trump. N-B-A-T.
I mean, right now, we're taking, like, these movies, cops, statues. That's just censorship. I don't know if people realize, but that's a form of communism.
Socialism.
We don't need that.
It is, but Steve, let me tell you the worst part about it. The worst part isn't getting rid of, like, Confederate statues. It's getting rid of statues of people that were against slavery. It's getting rid of Lincoln statue. The people doing this are
well,
nuts.
Any statue, Wayne. It's history that you learn from. And if you can't learn from it, you can't progress.
Yeah, look, I'm on your team. I'm just saying to you, can you imagine how absurd it is for a black person to get rid of a Lincoln statue? I mean, how absurd can you be? You're black and you don't like the guy who freed the slaves and wound up dying for his freeing of the slaves. You don't appreciate that?
I think people are missing the point. I think people are missing the points anymore. They're just getting too caught up on nonsense. This is a great country that needs to stay great.
All right, Steve, appreciate the call. We got to run. I got to grab the last caller. Francis in Vegas. I want to get as many as I can. Thank you, Steve. Francis, you're on with Wayne Rude. How are you?
Hi, Mr. Rude. I'm terrific. Thank you. I disagree with you about Seattle, and I'm about the same age as you, but I use technology, and I've been able to watch quite a lot of live streams from the first day of Minneapolis rioting all the way till last night. And I'll tell you what I've seen. I've seen from the first night, it doesn't matter what city, yes, they're angry and they're looting and they're protesting. Second night, it's Antifa and Black Lives Matter ratcheting it up. By the third or fourth day, you see people breaking out into groups and talking about inequality and talking about racial inequality, female and male relationships. Religion. It's pretty actually amazing to find some of these live streams that are walking around the chalk.
So what are you disagreeing with? You mean you think that it's wonderful what's going on in Seattle? That's what you're saying to me?
I'm not saying to you that I think it's wonderful. What I'm saying to you is that they're talking about fixing injustice. And let's face it, we've gotten quite a lot right over the last 250 years, but we haven't gotten everything right.
Francis, I can't go with you. Goodbye, Francis. Have a nice life. Bye. Francis, I asked you to hang up with her because what she's saying is so stupid, it's hard to even listen on the air. You're wasting my airwaves. Of course there's injustice. Of course we've gotten things wrong. But you don't take over cities. If I took over a city with a KKK hood on and a gun in my hand, they'd shoot me dead. But when a liberal takes over a city, they're talking about social injustice. It's so wonderful. They're in groups. They break out in groups. This is Francis. They've already done the rioting on night one and two and burned everybody down. Now they're in groups and they're talking nicely. You know what I would do with them in their groups talking nicely? Throw them in prison. Put them on trial for terrorism and send them to Guantanamo for the rest of their lives. They've committed a terrorist act. They loot, they burn, they hurt, they kill, they assault, they try and kill police officers, then they take a town over at gunpoint, and you think it's nice because they're talking about social equality. Oh, and don't forget, they're giving $10 to each black person that's there. All the white people have to give $10, so it's a redistribution of income. Wayne Allyn, see you tomorrow. Numbnuts.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.